Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Det här är Teach Me Sweden, en humorhistoriepodcast där två komiker försöker lära varandra svensk historia. Jag heter Erik Broström.
And I'm Jonathan Rollins, and in this episode I'll be teaching Eric all about some of the biggest real estate movement happened in last century.
And the power of a fictional mob name.
yes. It's good stuff this episode. We got kings, we got princes, and we got Vito.
Oh my God, we have everything.
Yes.
Except the horse head.
You like my script?
I did. Jag tog en mer soft approach. Jag var lite mer så...
A smooth scare.
A damsel in the medieval years.
I listened back to our trash episode. It was fun.
Yeah, I haven't had time to listen. Jag brukar lyssna igenom lite, för att jag tycker det är kul att höra oss. Självupptagen. Men jag har inte hunnit. Men jag ser dem så här, det är roliga... Snabbmat och trash. Det är roliga ämnen.
It was
good episodes. Jag gillar att spela in dem.
Yeah, they're fun. And we're here today for you all. And those of you that are hearing us, this is the beginning of your episode. You could have gotten more.
Yes, because if you're a Patreon så får du jättemycket mycket snack. Vi pratar lite om hur vi mår. Vi checkar in lite innan liksom avsnittet sätter igång. Mm. Det ger en annan upplevelse av hela avsnittet.
Yes.
Man får en hel bild.
For as little as 10 crowns a month you can be a Patreon subscriber.
Uh-huh.
Patreon.com/teachmesweden.
Vi har olika tiers som det heter på engelska.
Yep.
Nivåer kanske.
Yeah. And you can watch if you want. You can get ad-free episodes. It's all and most importantly you get to support your favorite podcast.
Och det är inte krångligt. Man bara går in på patreon.com/teachmesweden. Mm. Och så registrerar man kontokortet. Det är ingen fuffens, det är Patreon.
Yes. And if you don't want to give or, you know, you're broke, then leave a review.
Yeah.
5-star review.
Det är allt man behöver göra. Bara är fem stjärnor.
So it's the hardest I've ever laughed in my life was when I learned about pigs.
Eller hur? Och om, ja just det, trash. Och om, om du inte tycker att det är en femma, säg det ändå. Varför ska
du... Yeah, why would you...
Ljug. Varför ska du hjälpa oss?
Nobody knows you.
Right. Ja, eller hur? Ingen känner
dig. Nobody knows you.
Nobody knows you.
You don't have any followers, huh?
We're famous.
Oh, now we're
ja, nu är vi bara elaka. Nu får vi färre patrons bara för det. Vi går till the teaching part.
Yes. Yes, we are a history podcast and I'm going to teach Eric a little slice of history. I'm going to be reading today.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to begin with a little bit of background.
Okay.
As early as in 1812, prior to when Napoleon tried to invade Russia.
As we all know, yes.
Yes, the Swedish crown prince, Carl Johan. He was formerly Marshal of France. Then there was Jean-Baptiste Bernadotte.
Yeah.
Of course.
Know him? Yeah, he was...
The Marshal of France, yeah.
We still have Bernadotte Slechten.
Okay. Yep. I learned that when I... Look this up. They entered an agreement with Tsar Alexander the First that Russia would support a Swedish attack on Norway.
Oh,
in order to force Denmark and Norway to cede its northern part over to Sweden.
Huh.
So we're like working with them.
Shit.
Mm-hmm. And then the attack got postponed because Napoleon was doing his thing.
Uh huh.
So they're like, oh, let's wait and we'll handle Napoleon. Hold off on that. The Swedish army and Carl Johan his skills as general, because he was also a general, they were needed against France in Central Europe. So they're like, okay, Sweden, you fight Napoleon, and we'll figure this other shit out later. hold off on the Norway attack.
Yeah.
Unlike some kings of the past who said, fuck it, we'll fight both, and then they were out on their ass. So,
Karl Johan, what number does he have?
Karl Johan, I don't see it.
Ah, okay.
Sorry.
Some stupid number.
Some number.
Yeah.
The Swedish army. Oh, I said that right. I'm sorry.
Karl den 14th, Johan. Is that Bernadotte? I think so.
I don't know, but I'm impressed if you're right.
My buddy Björn has made a song. Oh, yeah. So he has a really funny rhyme there. Like he starts playing the Marseille in the song. En fransk general, la 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 la, Bernadotte. Och han tog namnet Karl den Johan och slängde sitt hat mot monarkin rakt ner i toan. I love that.
That's good. Shout out to Björn.
Yeah. Okay.
So on May 18th, 1813, Swedish troops reoccupied Swedish Pomerania and deployed against Napoleon's forces as a result of treaties between Karl and Great Britain and Prussia.
Hmm.
And they ceded Norway to Sweden for participation in the war. So now we got Norway.
Okay, nice.
All right, so that's the backstory.
That's the backstory. We got Norway.
All right.
With the cooperation of Russia.
And one day, it's possible that we'll delve into that a bit more, but today is about the aftermath.
Oh, yeah.
So at this point, Norway and Sweden are all under Swedish rule.
Mm-hmm.
The Norwegian constitution existed and was kept intact. Our king was trying to... I say our because I'm Swedish now.
Yeah, yeah.
I got my citizenship.
Oh, nice. Yeah. When?
like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Shit.
So I'm going to be saying our forever and mean it.
Yeah.
Our
or as
king
we
was
say, we're stuck here.
Our king was trying to be nice to Norway.
Aw.
Like, you're ours, but I'll let you keep doing things your way. You're just a part of Sweden now.
I like it. CJ.
And it's easier than to try to change things and be hated by the people.
Yeah. Smart move.
So Norway was an independent state. They had its own parliament.
Yeah.
Judiciary, legal system. They had their own military. They kept their flag. Yeah. And they even had their own money.
So they're not really ours.
Yeah, you're just like a state. It's like a state.
Yeah.
Except for not even the same money.
Yeah. Så ni ägs av oss nu. Okej, okay, behöver vi förändra något? Nej. Ni bestämmer, ni gör era pengar.
Talk about passive aggression. Yeah.
Vet ni vad? Om ni hittar olja, behåll den!
However, Norway and Sweden shared a common monarch. So the king was ruling there.
Yeah.
And conducted a common foreign policy through the Swedish Ministry of Foreign Affairs. So...
Okay.
All of the international shit was through the lens of our king.
Okay, yeah.
You get it? So Norway was kind of...
They had to follow that
yeah.
That ruling or that decision making.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So there was goodwill between Norway and Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
And the king tried to keep Norway or let Norway know, I'm keeping you in mind with my moves that I make. I'm thinking of you all. I love you.
He's such a sweet king.
Sweet king.
He's French, so...
However, over the years, they start to grow apart a bit, as happens in relationships.
Every relationship.
Yes. The interests became apparent. In particular, Norwegians felt that their foreign policy interests were inadequately served by Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what are you doing here? Some of the conflicts were the Norwegian economy was more dependent on foreign trade and more sensitive to some of the measures favored by Sweden, who was doing stuff more internally.
Mm-hmm.
Norway had trading and other links with the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And Sweden was like, our people, Germany.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As we know, a lot of Nazis later.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. They shared the same values.
Nothing like Swedish Nazi values.
Oh, yeah.
And then Norway, even outside of Europe, they had more interests. So they were trying to be more global. And Sweden was like, oh, we got Germany. We got our close.
Nine, we have Germany. We don't need anyone else.
We don't do new friends.
No.
Sweden, what, do you want to talk to strangers in another language?
What's wrong with Germany? What more do you want? Jews?
Norwegian politics, on top of all this stuff, Norwegian politics were becoming more liberal.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the parliamentary democracy. So they're doing stuff through, everything was like being done through their Congress. And Swedish politics tended to be more conservative, which I can understand being under a monarchy like that.
Yeah, and they still had the Madre Riksdag, but it wasn't the same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is, early 1800s. Under the Norwegian constitution, the Norwegian parliament, which is called Storting. I'm going to say Storting a lot.
Storting?
That's their their parliament is called.
How is it spelled? Is it with a weird O?
No, it's just Storting, Storting, I guess.
Oh, Storting. Yes. Okay, got it. Yeah.
Which is like Jamaican and big, in like Swedish big and then Jamaican thing. A Storting.
Yeah, that's what it is.
they're borrowing from Jamaica. It's a Storting.
It makes sense when if you say it like in Norwegian, like a Storting, then I get it like, yeah, okay, yeah.
Is that how they say it?
Yeah, I would.
A Storting? Okay. And it was their most powerful legislature on the entire continent of Europe.
Oh.
Was the Storting was holding it down.
Huh.
Probably because everybody was like, what does the king say?
And yeah,
they're
right.
Like, what do all of us say?
Right.
But the king had a veto power.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, hey, we want to give everybody health care. The king's like, nope, not under my watch. So there was a lot of animosity there between the king and the Storting, which the king's more conservative. Storting's trying to do something, and then the king vetoes it.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Then why bother?
Yeah, and they tried to get the absolute veto moved, and that was the king was like, no,
I want
to
be able to stop.
Exactly, I veto that movement.
Vi har ett förslag på att ta bort veto. Okej, nej, up, veto.
Trying to do that. Aha.
Jag tror jag får dra mitt vetokort.
But then the power kept growing. The people believed in the Storting. They were doing things for the people.
Mm-hmm.
And the king, he felt like he couldn't, or it just wasn't possible to appoint a Norwegian government because everybody was falling in line with the Storting. And the king was just getting left behind. See what happens when you get democracy involved?
Yeah, it's dangerous.
So the king, he still on paper was in charge.
Right.
But the Storting was actually meeting and getting shit like done and the people believed in him.
So they didn't even consult the king. So they just made decisions without his knowing, basically.
Basically, but no, he's still... No, I just mean the people believed in the Storting. They believed the parliament is trying to help us out.
Okay.
And then the king was just like, I'm the fucking king. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he's not in touch with the people.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So now we got a bit of a big divide.
Right, right.
But on paper, the king was still the ruler.
Mm-hmm.
There was free trade between two countries, but then the king restricted free trade in 1895 for economic reasons.
Got to be a different king by now, right? Did you say 1895?
Yeah.
Close to 1900s?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Must be. Yeah. I don't know. I just say the king.
Yeah.
The conflict came to a head over the so-called Consul Affair.
Mm-hmm.
In which successive Norwegian governments insisted that Norway should establish its own consular offices abroad rather than rely on the common consulates appointed by the Swedish foreign minister.
Hmm.
First, several consuls were neither Norwegian nor Swedish, but from the country they resided. So it's like nobody had everything. If you're in Norway, you got them. Sweden have them. Although they were supposed to represent Norway, they knew little about Norwegian needs and conditions in Sweden, of course.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Second, there was also criticism that the existing network of consulates in Europe prioritized Swedish interests over Norwegian trade, of course.
Yeah.
Because the king's like, help my country out. Help my people out.
Men, så dumt. Han äger ju bägge. Varför försöker han inte göra mer till Sverige allting bara? Så dumt. Just play with them.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Mm, okay.
And then Norway was still trying to expand their trade in South America, the West Indies, which is why they say Storting. No, I'm just kidding. Africa and Asia. So they're saying that Norway is trying to make these moves, and they don't really like that in Sweden, who's trying to be more internal and work with
just European, Germany.
Yes, work with the European countries. And then other Western countries, it was common for consuls to become diplomats, but not in Sweden. So Sweden was doing things different.
Men vad är det för skillnad då? På, vad säger man på svenska? Konsulat, personal och diplomat. What's the...
I don't know.
No.
I'm not the guy to ask that.
No, of course. This is Teach Me Sweden, not Teach Me Politics.
Yeah,
shame on
know.
Me, Eric.
I'm going to look up... I'm going to look up right now live.
I could kill Yissa.
Because the diplomat is an official representing right. the country abroad.
Yeah.
And what should be the consulate is the same thing.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah, the consulate is a building in which a consul's duties are carried out. So that's just the building.
So okay, yeah.
Diplomat works
but the consuls are
working in that building, I guess. Well,
whatever.
Yeah, man, I do.
Skriv in till Teach Me Sweden.
It's an official appointed by a state to live in a foreign city and protect the state's citizens and interests there. So they're planted from another place.
Okay.
So like the Swedish consulate is not really just a diplomat.
Right.
They're also trying to enforce Swedish.
Skydda sina
their ways.
Right. Okay. Cool.
Now, maybe I should have looked that up a while.
No, this is us learning together. I love it.
So free trade is happening a lot. We're in the 1900s now. Free trade is happening more. Other countries are getting involved.
Mm-hmm.
Norway's Liberal Party had initially pioneered a position through the so-called first fist policy.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's for gay rights.
Very sexually aggressive.
We get the fist ball. We're going to punch you in the face. Okay, everybody.
Jesus, fist party.
And then the Conservative Party also came with a strong policy. Both, so the Conservatives and the Liberals want to kind of get away from Sweden.
Right.
You got, man, imagine that if the Conservatives and Liberals came together on anything nowadays.
Yeah.
And then they wanted to do it through negotiation.
Mm-hmm.
And the Norwegian public started getting into it. And they wanted to kind of split off as well. So now you got the people, you got the parliament. And at the time, they both countries started increasing their military resources.
Really?
Huh. So Norway got, they modernized their frontier forts. I guess these are two forts, Kongsvinger and Fredriksten. And then they built new strongholds along the border of Sweden. So now it looks like we're gearing up for a war.
Right.
And then the Norwegian Prime Minister, Christian Mikkelsen, formed a coalition government of liberals and conservatives. And their only objective was to establish a separate Norwegian corps of consuls. And King Oscar vetoed.
Of course, he had it.
And Mikkelsen and the government resigned.
Wow. Everyone resigned?
They were like, we're done. We resign.
Ooh.
Now you figure it out.
You want to govern? Go ahead.
And Oscar said, you can't do that.
Veto.
Veto the resignation.
Nej. Nej. Veto igen.
And then Mikkelsen and the ministers refused to countersign Oscar's decision.
Uh-huh.
And then they returned on June 7th of 1905. And it created, obviously, if there's nobody in the to defend or to work on the Constitution, they had a constitutional crisis.
Wow.
Where nobody's working.
Shit.
And then the Storting came together that same day, voted unanimously to dissolve the union with Sweden. Basically to break away, secede.
Yeah.
And they said Oscar had abandoned his role as King of Norway by refusing to appoint a replacement government.
Wow. So they got him.
On paperwork.
Yeah. And he was like, no, veto.
Yeah. And it empowered Mikkelsen's cabinet to act as a caretaker government. It was like, we don't have a government because we all resigned.
Yeah.
And he didn't replace us.
So
now we're in charge.
We're stepping in.
To take care until
totally different notice. People, but the same.
Yeah.
But with mustaches. So...
Mikkelsen, is that you? No, you don't see this mustache?
No, I'm Lord Gravy.
Lord Gravy. So they had a unanimous declaration that the dissolution was an aside. And they said, here's what the declaration said. Since all the members of the cabinet have resigned their positions, since His Majesty the King has declared his inability to obtain for the country a new government, and since the constitutional monarchy has ceased to exist, the Storting hereby authorizes the cabinet that resigned today to exercise the powers held by the king in accordance with the Constitution of Norway and relevant laws with the amendments necessitated, blah, 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 blah. So basically they said we have the king's power now.
Huh.
Because he didn't look up to people.
Okay. Yeah, I guess he could say that. Man,
it's in the Norwegian constitution.
Oh, and he helped write it. Like, the king sanctioned the constitution, so.
Yeah, he never changed any of their stuff when he came in.
That's pretty funny.
It seems like the king should have had us led with a stronger hand.
Right, yeah.
And then it wouldn't have this happen to him. He's trying to be nice.
Huh. You should always kill a lot of people.
So the Swedish government... Behead them.
Food for thought.
In the 1900s. Behead them.
Behead them so they behave.
They're standing out there in 1970.
Yeah.
With the, yeah. the hands and head and that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, behead. As disco music plays.
I like the slogan, though. Behead or behave.
Oh, I like
it's
it.
Nice.
The Swedish government found out about this.
Yeah.
And they were like, is it such a bad idea?
Mm.
Like, why don't we look into ending our ownership of Norway? They said the Norwegians, their government is so different from ours anyway. So let's just split off.
Face of Oscar.
Huh?
Did he say veto?
No. Okay. This was just what they were saying in the Swedish parliament.
But they said it? Oh, they didn't say it to the king. They said it to amongst themselves. Okay.
And the Norwegian government thought the Swedes would say this anyway, so they had already put the plan in motion of the paperwork to get it going. And then they had a referendum out there, and their bill that they made got 99.95% in favor of the dissolution of the union, to split off. Norway.
Right.
So the government had confirmed it, and 85% of Norwegian men voted on it. No women yet, because they couldn't vote yet.
Yeah.
There was a few years later they got to vote. So that sucks. They had no say at all. Well, we'll see.
Do you think think it would have swung otherwise if women had voted?
I don't know, man. Do as your husband says.
Men jag tycker att Oscar den andra är väldigt fin. Nu har vi kungen kvar.
Han är kung.
Ja, han är ju kung. Han är så stilig. Nej, fy fan. Gud vad hemskt. Jag tror inte det för en sekund.
But well, Norwegian activists collected
that was
200...
me. Oh, that was I didn't fart. It was leather.
Sure, man.
It sounded like a fart. Like
I know I've done it in that chair. Okay. I farted in that chair before.
I'm gonna recreate it. Sorry. Pause.
You never can.
No, wait. No, I can't. Okay. Sorry.
I've done it in school. Like, you learn that you can never recreate a fart sound.
So you can't prove it.
Yep.
Okay.
The Norwegian activists collected 279,878 women's signatures in favor of the dissolution.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Or they lied.
Konstig siffra. Det måste vara väldigt specifik siffra som inte är jämn, annars så låter det som en lögn.
Exactly. And then there in Sweden at the same time the Swedish Social Democratic Movement was happening.
Uh-huh.
And
right.
That was another key factor that was helping them because now Sweden's leaning towards this current type of democracy.
Right.
Hjalmar Branting.
Visst.
He led the party in opposing the war to keep Norway united with Sweden. When the crisis of 1905 occurred, he coined the slogan "Hands off Norway, King."
Oh, really?
Yeah, I wonder how popular that got. "Hands off Norway, King." Can we do another one?
Yeah, that's not.
how would that be in Swedish? Good. In Swedish,
"Hands off." Typ. Was there a Norwegian king even?
No, Sweden's king.
Oh, they said Sweden's king. Hands
He's talking
off.
To his own king. It's
oh,
a little
hands
tougher.
Hands off Norway, king.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Bort med tassarna från Norge, kungen. Was it that?
It doesn't sound good.
No, it's not good.
No. No, there's no way to make it sound catchy at a, at a rally. The Social Democrats organized resistance to reserves getting called up for a war. The majority of Swedish people were supportive of a fully separate Norway.
Yeah.
So the king is like on his own
det
here.
Det bara kungen.
Yeah. Polar explorer Fritjof Nansen weighed in heavily for dissolving. I guess he was a big deal.
What was his name?
And Fridtjof Nansen. Maybe he's Norwegian.
Fridtjof Nansen.
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
And he personally traveled to the UK and he lobbied British support for Norway independence.
Ska de också? Ska de också nu? Okay.
On August 31st, Norwegian and Swedish delegates met in Karlstad.
Huh? And they, Karlstad.
Yeah, to negotiate the a dissolution to get Norway independent of Sweden.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of right-wing Swedish politicians wanted a hardline approach to it. Like, we tell you how to do, you know what I mean?
That okay, yeah.
And this, the king determined that it would be better to lose the union with Norway than to risk a war with Norway.
Yeah.
You don't want to fight them.
Right.
Because nobody wanted a war.
Nej, vi har äntligen slut på krig.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Because they hadn't, in 1812 is when they took over.
Norway. Yeah.
So even as the negotiations made progress, military forces... were only 2 kilometers from each other, ready to fucking go.
Ooh.
And they had been deployed on both sides. Public opinion on the Norwegian leftists favored war, if necessary.
Wow.
Even though Sweden had a bigger military force. So This is like, this would have technically been a civil war.
Yeah. And they're like, okay, we're going to lose, but we're going to do it anyway, because... We hate Oscar and his fucking veto.
Oscar and his goddamn veto, man. And he'd be like, nope, I veto that.
You can't hate me. Veto.
Nope, sorry. On September 23rd, negotiations concluded. On October 9th, the Norwegian parliament voted to accept the terms of the dissolution. On October 13th, Swedish parliament did the same. And Norway considered... the union ended as of June 7th. They were saying we've been free since June 7th, but Sweden formally recognized Norwegian independence on October 26th, when King Oscar II renounced his and any of his descendants' claim to the Norwegian throne.
Jag vet att det här kommer som en överraskning för alla, men jag vill inte ha Norge längre.
And they've been since June 7th. They're like, what are you doing?
Just been having the time of their life.
We've had our independence for a while. We had the party in July.
Nej, veto.
So back then, what's the next step? Norway needed a king.
Of course.
The Storting had a thing called the Bernadotte offer.
Okay.
Which was like, hey, king, I know you don't want us anymore, but we'll take your son as our king.
Really?
Yeah. And it wasn't, for them, they thought it was a good signal to the rest of Europe that there's no beef between Sweden and Norway.
Yeah.
Because now the prince is in the power, you know, in the West, and Norway was still a monarchy, so I don't think we're all radical and crazy and stuff.
I guess that's smart, but it's also the dumbest idea I've ever heard.
Exactly.
The veto king is sending his son.
Yeah, his son over there.
I bet his first word was veto.
Veto.
That's right, my
son. That's
all
you're learning.
That's the only word you need. Okay.
And Norway aimed to gather support from other large European countries. And everybody was in except for France. Oh, no, everybody then, except for France, were monarchies. So they thought it was, get yourself a king. But the Storting, some of the people in the Storting didn't really like the king's Oscar's kid.
You know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But King Oscar made it easier for everybody by saying, nope, my son is not going to rule.
Normally. Oh.
He vetoed that again. He's still trying to veto.
Is his son named Vito?
Corleone?
Corleone?
I don't know. He made an offer that he
couldn't refuse.
The other option was Prince Carl of Denmark.
Uh-huh.
And that wasn't that much of a departure from the Bernadotte offer, considering Prince Carl was still related to King Oscar.
Right.
His niece was Louis. We've talked about it before. I thought I wrote it in here. Louisa. Something like that. Yeah, she was his niece. We've talked about her before. And there were detractors of that, even though this deal made more sense to both sides.
Yeah.
Okay, not his son, but maybe his, you know, second cousin or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Prince Carl met with them, had like a job interview. And he impressed them. Oh my God, he knows his geography. He was sensitive to the liberal and democratic movements that led to their independence. He was like talking about that, talking it up. I like what you're doing here.
Progressive prince.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And the constitution stipulated that the Storting could choose a new king since the throne's vacant. And Carl was aware that many Norwegians favored a republican form of government with a parliament in charge. And he insisted that he would accept the crown only if the Norwegian people agreed that he should be the king.
Okay. Hur gick det då?
I guess they told him that, yeah, they're in. I don't think they had a full vote.
No.
But 5 days later, on November 18th, the Storting elected Carl and his descendants as the new royal dynasty of Norway.
Shit. And it's been that family since, I guess.
I don't know. Probably.
Probably. There haven't been any revolution or stuff like that.
And the same date, he was informed of his election.
Alla vill ha dig.
And then he had to get formal permission from his grandfather, Christian the Ninth of Denmark. And he replied back that same evening via email. No, I'm just kidding. On Snapchat, accepted the Norwegian. Imagine that. You know what? I'll be the king. I'll just do that. I'll take king.
It's a sweet spot. Like, okay, so jag behöver vara kung, men ni styr. Ja. Okej då.
And he got to choose a name. He chose the name Håkon.
Oh, really?
Which is a traditional name used by Norwegian kings.
Yeah.
And the last king with that name was Håkon the sixth, who died in 1380. So now he took Håkon the seventh.
The seventh. Jag tror han bara typ, han satte något i halsen. So what do you want to be called? Well, Håkon.
Oh, good. Like the old guy.
Oh, yeah. You like it? Okay, yeah.
November 18th, 1905, was the first day of his reign.
Shit.
And then the whole family came there later. They celebrated. And yeah, that's how Norway and Sweden split up. June 1906 was the coronation, which was the last coronation held in Norway and symbolized the official split of Norway from Sweden. That was the next year. 60 years later, Norway would find oil and never look back. If only Sweden would have listened to the fucking...
Son of a bitch. Never.
We could be richer if they would have listened to him, man. He had it right.
The power of the veto.
Listen to the veto, man. He knows what he's doing.
Ugh.
Yeah, so that was the story of Sweden
awesome.
Splitting with Norway.
Jag har alltid undrat hur Norge studsade fram och tillbaka i vår ägo. Det var sista gången vi ägde dem liksom.
We always talk about Finland. We talk about Finland a lot. Men Norway, yeah.
Ja, men Finland har ju haft mer tjafs. Och vi har ju, där har vi bara ägt dem liksom. Vi har bara ägt dem. Nej, men du har varit lite mer... Men Norge, ja, fan vad spännande. Det var kul att höra.
Yeah, man.
Shit.
All right, thank y'all for checking it out. We're gonna keep these things coming at you. And don't forget to review us, and if you want to support, you can support patreon.com/teachmesweden. Send us your stories if you want us to talk about something. Put in English for me, Swedish for Eric, teachmesweden@gmail.com.
Yeah. Du har varit Jonathan Rollins.
Yes, and you've been Eric Broström.
And this has been Teach Me Sweden 3. Mellan Sverige och Norge.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.